Well, we're on the telephone with Mark McCarg of Central City. Mark is a pork producer, farmer, and also serves as vice president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau Federation. Mark, we had the announcement from ConAgra that they are going to phase out gestation stalls in their pork supply chain over the next few years. And ConAgra being a Nebraska-based company, I know that was a disappointment to a lot of folks in Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but I would characterize it more of a disappointment. We at Farm Bureau did have the opportunity to sit down with ConAgra this summer. Felt like we had a real good discussion. And, you know, they kind of assured us that they would, and they told us that they were working on the issue, but that they would work with the pork producers and kind of developing a plan. Chris Kirchham that we talked to said they didn't know a lot about gestation stalls, but they were certainly willing to learn and you know, kind of go through that process. He did say that he was getting pressure from HSUS to make some decisions. So we at least expected them to give us a heads up, at least talk to the commodity groups, talk to Farm Bureau. We felt like we had a relationship. But none of that happened, and that was probably the most disappointing part of the announcement, that we just didn't know, and we were sure that we would be at least a little bit of the process. And they're a Nebraska-based company. Nebraska is an ag-based state, and so we were just hoping for at least some courtesy there.
Well, this is kind of like a snowball rolling down the hill with these companies caving in to pressure from HSUS. And did ConAgra shed any light on what kind of pressure that's being put on them?
They just said that it's substantial. And, you know, HSUS does own stock in ConAgra, and that's their primary vehicle that they have, or I should say leverage that they have used and will continue to use. They do kind of have a seat at the table, and ConAgra is, you know, they say they're responding to their customers, which isn't the average soccer mom out there. It is the next higher level, the Safeways, and all the companies that they own that they're responding to. But, you know, it's you just wish there would be a little more dialogue, but they are getting substantial pressure.
Well, you and I have discussed this before, and you've shared your thoughts as a pork producer on how you feel about gestation stalls, that you feel it is actually the most humane system for the sows. I guess I'm just wondering now, you know, with a company like ConAgra and all these others saying, okay, we want a plan in place by 2017, and we want everything phased out by 2022. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, my initial thought is it's just really bad timing. The pork industry is really kind of in the middle of a bloodbath here with the drought and hogs have come off. And I'm personally probably losing about as much money per head as I've ever lost. And then, you know, you couple that with needing to spend on our small operation a couple $100,000 to either comply or choose to exit the industry, at least on the farrowing side. You know, it just continues to make for tougher conversations around the farm and what to do. I mean, we have a little bit of time, but, you know, with this loss that we're going through right now, I mean, it's going to suck a pretty big hole in our equity just all across the country, and then to be faced with needing to do substantial remodeling to, you know, I would really say comply with further regulations is, you know, the stuff.
It is interesting. This week also a lot of talk about how there's a shortage of bacon in Europe, and people speculating whether that'll happen here in the U.S. Of course, they're tying it to the drought here in this country, but it does make you wonder about pork production and the availability of meat and the price of meat down the road.
Yeah, you know, and we're always going to have meat at some level. It's just really what it's going to cost to produce it. We could produce it how Conagra and the McDonald's of the world want us to produce it. No, that's not a problem. But it will come at a higher cost, and the consumer will pay for that. And Europe's right in the middle of having to transition. I think they already have transitioned, and they've had producers exit the industry, and it's no wonder they possibly have a shortage of bacon over there. And you couple that with commodity prices, and you get all those different things converging, and I don't really see why that's not a potential here at some point.
What do you do as a pork producer now? I mean, you mentioned, the decisions you're going to have to make. Does the pork industry continue to kind of dig in its heels, or do you say, okay, this is the way we're going, and start making those plans?
Yeah, there's kind of two thoughts there, Ken. There is some talk within the industry of what if enough producers say, I'm just and until we get compensated to do this, we're not going to do it. Are there enough private individuals out there to kind of make a stand and kind of put the hurt on some of these companies that have made statements with really no plan of their own of how they're going to procure it? Or do you make the transition? I can speak, really just from our farm, and I don't see us spending the kind of money to do it. There just hasn't been enough money in the industry or in the business right now. Our facilities are getting close to 20 years old, and I don't know. Probably for us sitting right here today, we'll probably wait, kind of see how this thing, kind of moves along. I just, kind of getting tired of playing the game. So just there again, it's the frustration of a Nebraska-based company. So we'll see where that goes, and we always need those relationships, but it seems like the relationship with some of the people that are buying our product are one-sided right now.
And tell me again about your operation. How do you describe it?
We are a 750 sow ferret operation, and well, finish about half of them, sell about half of them as early wean pigs. So kind of do a little of both, but we've got four full-time employees, and it is a substantial part of our business model.